If you think your retirement account is taking a major hit with all of the recent stock market volatility, you're right. But you've got lots of company. All funds in the Thrift Savings Plan took a nosedive in the past month, and it's not clear when we'll hit the rock bottom. Greg Klingler is the Director of Wealth Management, Wealth, at the Government Employees Benefit Association. He tells Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco why some federal employees are choosing to delay their retirement, and what they can do with those upcoming stimulus checks whenever they get here.
It's really important to know as we look at the markets in general. The markets as they are today have never seen anything like this before. A pandemic with this level of contagious nature and this level of potential mortality, the markets have not seen this. So the markets are latching on to bits and pieces of information and trying to make decisions accordingly. And that's why we see this really strong sawtooth approach where the market's going to be up really, really large one day and it's down really, really large the next day. We saw 10% decrease followed by a 12% increase in this market. We've never seen this volatility before because the markets do not like uncertainty. So people do ask me, you know, where do you see the bottom? You know, the truth be told, anybody who tries predicting the bottom is guessing with the best information they have available. And the best information they have available is little. I can tell you that statistically speaking, there is very little volume, trading volume, that happens on the lowest day of any recession because most people do get it wrong. Now, what I can tell you as a general comment is I think we're closer to the bottom than we are to the top. And typically when you're sitting in that place, you do not want to sell because the last thing you want to do is buy high and sell low, and selling now would effectively cause that. As a general financial comment, if you were in a properly diversified portfolio where you had your fixed investments and you had your equity investments, this is not something that you should be really worried about because the whole concept of diversifying a portfolio is to, in fact, protect against things just like this. A correction or a bear market is defined as something that goes down 20%. So this is not unheard of. This does happen. And if this does happen, you lean on your fixed investments and you start spending that money for the time being until your equities increase. So you shouldn't be worried if you're in a properly diversified portfolio. This is what it's planned for. This is why we diversified.
And Greg, what have you been seeing with the TSP?
The TSP is very simplistic in nature. It only has five funds and then the target date funds. The C fund has done very, very well over the last 10 years, and it has corrected. It's interesting, the I fund, people had always had a problem with the I fund because it was not taking part in emerging markets and China. The fact that it was not taking part in emerging markets in China actually made it much more insulated from this massive pandemic that spread across, you know, the world starting in China. The I fund went down substantially less than most of its international peers because of that. So it's kind of interesting how that worked out. Again, if you're in a good portfolio, if you have a thoughtful diversification, you know, stay the course. But if you haven't, you know, it may be time to just reevaluate where you are. And if you can take on more risk or you have money sitting on the sidelines, as we get closer to the bottom, it's not a bad time to have more money enter the market, whether that be through rebalancing or actually adding money to the market.
We heard from the TSP maybe a couple of weeks ago about the number of people who were transferring money in between different funds. And it seems like they may have transferred a good amount of money into different funds, but it's a relatively small proportion of TSP participants who are actually doing that. Should participants be moving some of their money around in the TSP at this point?
Traditionally, studies have told us that trying to time the market does not generally work for the average investor, especially when you try pulling your money out when you see the market starting to drop. Studies have shown that there is a very high probability you will not do as well as your peers who actually sat in the market, stayed in the market, and rode it out. That has been proven over and over again. So you have to be very, very careful if you're looking to pull your money out. Timing the market to get back in is very, very difficult. For people who are looking to lean into the market more, that can be a very strong argument depending on your risk tolerance. But all this goes back to, is your risk tolerance at an appropriate level to handle the risk that you're willing to take on? One of the easiest ways to add a little bit more risk to your portfolio is to rebalance. And when I say rebalance, before the market crashed, if you had a 70% equity portfolio, 30% fixed, and then the market went down 30%, well, that balance is now out of balance. That 70% now is approximately 30% less. So now you're looking at about 50-50. It may be time to rebalance your portfolio and get it back to the 70-30 if your risk tolerance allows for that.
You know, as I think we all know at this point, many Americans will be getting coronavirus stimulus checks at some point from the IRS. And I'd potentially assume that many federal employees will remain employed during this pandemic. But do you have any advice for what federal workers could potentially do with their stimulus checks whenever they do come?
I mean, I think you did hit the nail on the head with your comment about they are still employed. The federal workforce is very much insulated from a monetary standpoint from the financial issues regarding this pandemic. They are getting their money. I mean, in fact, they're probably spending less money because they're not going into the office as much or if at all. Dry cleaning goes down, eating out goes down. So they actually, their budget will probably reduce during this pandemic. So, you know, when we talk about the stimulus check, now we can talk about not necessarily protecting themselves and their family like the average small business owner would have to do, but we can talk about moving forward and making decisions for the longer term. You know, is it increase money going into your TSP? Is it paying off your high interest credit card debt? Those are decisions that the federal employee can make because they're protected with their salary that's still coming in.
And how about for the retiree at this point?
I mean, it looks like most retirees, provided they meet the income thresholds, which is $75,000 for a single person, phased out until $99,000, and then double that to $150,000, phase out to $200,000 for married couples. Provided they fall into that, they'll also be receiving the stimulus check. And typically speaking, if you've developed your retirement plan properly, you're not going to be hurting either because your pension is going to continue to come in. Again, you can plan to move forward and look for the future, plan for if you need something in the midterm or the long term, or potentially look to having that as a starting point to start funding or planning for your legacy as you look to leave money to your heirs.
What are you telling your clients and your members just about the sheer level of uncertainty that we're in right now?
That's the big issue from the financial standpoint, as well as we work with our families. The market doesn't like uncertainty. In fact, I would argue that the market actually prefers bad news over uncertainty. We saw this morning huge jobless claims, well over 6 million, which is far and away the record that we've ever had. And the market's up because, again, uncertainty is worse in many cases than bad news. So that's what we're looking at. And these modern markets, they've never seen a pandemic like this. The closest thing you can attach this to is maybe the Spanish flu of 1918. When you look at the contagious nature of the pandemic as well as the infectious nature of the pandemic, but modern markets weren't around back then. So we have nothing to attach this to. And the average investor is reaching and grasping on every piece of information that they see, trying to make a strong decision. And that's why we see this very strong, as I said before, sawtooth effect in the market, where the market's up 10%, down 12%, up 7%, down 10%. What we're telling our members is, unfortunately, we don't have a crystal ball. I can tell people that I think we are closer to the bottom of the market than the top. You know, make decisions accordingly. But now, more than ever before, is it important to make sure you're diversified properly, to make sure your portfolio represents your risk tolerance, and to move forward thinking mathematically and not getting caught up in emotion.
Greg Klingler, Director of Wealth Management at the Government Employees Benefit Association, speaking with Federal News Network's Nicole Grisco. Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsnetwork.com. Stay up to date on your agency's latest responses to coronavirus. Visit our special resource page at federalnewsnetwork.com.